Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to an edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby. If you're new to these, we spend about 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and our hope is to provide a little encouragement for your day. If you've been around these a while, you know that we try to be dead simple when it comes to this, and that's what I want to do today. As we're launching into 2020, one of the things that we're doing around here at Sugar Hill Church is what we're calling 21 Days of Power. We believe that God has something unique for us this year. We believe 2020 brings clarity, and there's something God wants to do in us personally, but honestly, there's something God wants to do in us as a church together. And so we're leaning in. Over 21 days, we're saying we're going to focus on praying and fasting, and we want to hear from God. And so I want to talk a little bit about that today, this idea of looking for wisdom. When we think about 2020, and we think about the year of clarity, and we think about living the best year ever, one of the things that it comes down to is seeking God's wisdom. In the Old Testament, there's a little book called the Book of Proverbs, and it's a book that takes a lot of what you find in other parts of Scripture and distills it down into some practical metaphors and teaching about what wisdom looks like. What wisdom is it's not just information. What wisdom is, it's not just inspiration, but it's really applying it to life so that you can live well and you can live skillfully here and now. Not just waiting till the future, not just waiting till heaven one day, though that's important. How do you live on earth as God would have us to live in heaven? And so today I want to read to you Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 15, and I just want you to hear the emphasis here, hear the desire to learn wisdom. Here's what it says in Proverbs 2. My child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. In other words, pay attention to them. Listen to them. Verse 2. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. So he's saying this is what you need to look for in 2020. This is what you need to listen for wisdom and understanding. Verse 3. Cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Search for them as you would for silver. Seek them like a hidden treasure. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord, and you will gain knowledge of God. For the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Do you catch this? This posture of I'm looking for it. I'm seeking it. I'm listening to it. And I'm not listening to it from random sources. I'm listening to it from God himself. Listen to what it goes on to say in verse 7. It says, he grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the paths of the just and protects those who are faithful to him. Then you will understand what is right, what is just, what is fair, and you will find the right way to go. Man, that's what we're looking for in 2020, the right way to go. What's the right path? And then the section closes in verse 10 by saying this, for wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will fill you with joy. And so I want to invite you over these next couple of weeks, would you lean in and to say, this is the year that I want clarity. This is the year that I want to hear from God. And the way that we do that is by seeking his wisdom. There's three practical steps I'd invite you to take. And we talked about these Sunday as part of our message. But step number one is over these next couple of weeks, memorialize it. What I mean by that is capture what you learn from God. Write down your insights. Write down what you're praying for and who you're praying for. There's a couple ways you can do this. One is just simply on a piece of paper. Just grab a notebook and dedicate it for these next couple of weeks. Another way is to use power routines. If you haven't picked one of those up, you can grab it on Amazon. But really, it's 30 days worth of devotions and a place for gratitude and a place for scripture and prayer. That's a great way to do it. Another way to do it is to access our 21 Days of Power resource guide that we've put together. You can grab those if you're here in Sugar Hill from the church, or you can jump on the Sugar Hill Church website and grab that as well. So step number one is to memorialize these next couple of weeks. Step number two is to prioritize it. Set aside time each and every day to pray for wisdom and to pray for direction and to pray for others. Pick that time. What I found for me, what works best is to do that first thing in the morning. When the day is still quiet and before my mind is racing into everything I've got to do, I start the day with time with God. And so I'd encourage you to do that. Find a time, pray for something each day specifically. In other words, don't pray generically, but pray for something specifically by name, on purpose, and that as you pray, pray big for it. Pray for something that only God can do. And so what do you do with this? Memorialize it. Write it down. Prioritize it. Make sure you block out time in your day. If it's not first thing, find some other time. Block it out. Maybe it's over lunch. Maybe it's the car ride. And the third thing is to energize it. Energize it. What I mean by that is to dig deep in this, to be in awe of God, to be all in, to say, God, you've got all of me. And a couple ways to do that is to bring some other people around you. Invite a prayer partner into your life that you can meet with and discuss over the next couple of weeks what you're praying for and how God's working it. Another way to do that is to jump on our sister podcast, theweekdaymeditation.com, where Pastor Chuck walks us through guided time in scripture and prayer and gratitude. But find some ways to dig deep and say, God, I've got an open heart. God, I've got open ears. I've got open hands. I want to hear from you. Well, I believe that these first few weeks of 2020 will set the tone for the rest of the year. And so I would encourage you, don't be a person that just lives life in autopilot, but be a person that seeks after, is looking for God's wisdom. Well, that's all the time we have on the podcast today. If I can help you in any way to point to some of these resources, feel free to drop me an email at bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. Again, that's bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. And if you have found this helpful, please consider sharing it on social media or through email and invite some of your friends or coworkers to be part of this process as well. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.